Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the Crawford County NRCS Office, the Crawford County Cattlemen's Association, and the Iowa Beef Center are partnering on a Crawford County Pasture Walk today to help raise awareness on grazing conservation reserve program acres and the benefits it can have for cattle, the land, and wildlife. Iowa State University Beef Specialist Erica Lundy talks about why it's important to let cattlemen know they have this option to add grazing to their CRP acres.
Here in Iowa, we've definitely seen an interest in the last few years on looking for some other ways to add some forage acres into our grazing system. So we've definitely seen a decrease in our pasture acres over the last decade or so, but our cow herd numbers have kind of maintained and stayed pretty similar to where they are. So as cattlemen, we're always looking for new ways to kind of add some additional forages into the grazing programs. And really, the CRP program isn't necessarily new. It's been updated in the past few years, and it's a good alternative to add some of those acres in. And a lot of cattlemen just aren't aware that that possibility is out there.
Erica, is this a statewide program?
Yes, it is. And we're kind of in Crawford County just because that seems to kind of be an area where there's several producers that are kind of taking advantage of this program and are grazing CRP. So it's kind of a good site to really get on farm and see how some producers are successfully grazing it.
Now, who would you like to see attend Wednesday?
I think we kind of have a pretty well-rounded program. So definitely cattlemen is kind of our main focus, especially mine with Iowa State Extension. But we also want to see maybe some landowners that have some CRP acres or some wildlife enthusiasts, too, that are out there. So we're going to talk a little bit about some grazing benefits for the cow herd, but then also from the land perspective and a wildlife perspective as well.
Now, talk about how the day is laid out. Will you actually be starting at one of the host sites then?
Yes, we'll be starting on farm where we have some CRP acres, so that's hosted by the White and Roster families. So we'll start on farm. We have a free meal thanks to the county cattlemen, and then we'll start the program at around 6:30. And so kind of how our day is laid out, it's going to be very informal, and hoping that our weather holds out, we're going to spend most of the time out in the field. Actually out in those CRP acres. And there's actually another local family, the Von Glahn families, are actually own the cattle that are grazing. So they've been doing this program for a little over a year, and so they've kind of are going to talk about some of their experiences that they've had kind of in this grazing arrangement.
The pasture walk will begin with a meal at 6 o'clock tonight and the program beginning at 6:30. Again, it's hosted by Joe White and Lyle Rossiter and the Clint and Renee Von Glahn family. The pasture walk will begin at 1444 390th Street. That's about 6 miles straight north of Westside. That's a look at your farm news on True Country 540 KWMT.